Hi, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leia.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes, we are. Hey, like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Things you can do with coleslaw and Dave Grohl's memoir, The Storyteller.
Ooh. We will also gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
How we are doing with our words of the year.
And, of course, we'll have our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
All right. In our Chit Chat Tips and Tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. And, Leia, I have no idea how coleslaw is going to make my life happier.
Oh my gosh, Edie, it's going to simplify your life so much and in such a good, healthy way. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a bunch of recipes that are like super, super easy. But as you know, when you go into any grocery store, you can always buy a big bag of chopped up coleslaw, right?
Yes.
Yes. So minus the mayonnaise and all that jazz. So you've got your, you know, you've got your cabbage and your carrots, sometimes your Brussels sprouts in there, sometimes some broccoli, all kinds of good stuff, right? So I have recently come across a few really, really good recipes. And in fact, Edie, today, we'll get this on the air today, and it may be too late to create this for the Super Bowl, which is today. But I am going to do a coleslaw recipe involving a big old bag of coleslaw, an apple, a cut up apple, some shredded chicken, some just rotisserie chicken from Costco, okay, some everything bagel seasoning, and I think I'm going to add the Skinny Girl poppy seed dressing. Now, if any of you are on WW, Weight Watchers, or Wellness Wins, that is a 0 point salad, Edie.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it's yum. It's really, really good. Right? But you can mix that up. You can add all sorts of things. You don't need to add a protein if you don't want, but you could. You could add salmon. You could add tuna fish. You could do spam. No, don't add spam. That would be gross. That would be horrible. But yes. You could add all manner of things, and like sunflower seeds, dried cranberries, beautiful things. And I do like to make the coleslaw with an Asian dressing. So there's some really nice ones you can buy that have sort of a soy sesame base that I really enjoy. I won't recommend any specific ones because we all come from different parts of different countries, but there are a number of lovely, lovely Asian dressings that go very, very well with coleslaw. So you can throw pretty much anything you want into a coleslaw, and it doesn't need to be a mayonnaise.
Oh, good, because I don't like mayonnaise.
No. Well, there's no need for mayonnaise. But here's another big old tip. And yeah. This also came from my Weight Watcher friends, and I have tried it in a few different ways, but I'm going to tell you the most basic way, and that is making egg roll bowls with coleslaw. Super easy, like crazy easy. Here's what you do. Okay, so Edie, this is like the perfect midweek dinner for a big family because it's a hit. And I did make it for my friend Steph and Aman a few weeks ago when we went over for dinner. And basically what you do is you get like ground pork, ground chicken. I like to get the ground turkey, like the 98% fat-free stuff. You cook that up, right? You add a little bit of garlic, some scallions, some minced fresh ginger, and then you season it with rice vinegar, soy sauce, sesame oil, okay? And then at the end, after that's all seasoned, then you throw in your giant package of coleslaw, and you wok it up, or, you know, whatever you have, you pan fry it up, and you've got this really, really delicious Asian, fusion Asian, I would say, tasting meal.
All right.
Good. And the other thing that I have done is I have wrapped it up in like egg roll wrappers or rice wrappers, and then I have air fried it, Edie, and then I dip it in like sweet chili sauce or apricot preserves. Yum, it's a hit.
So you could also put that in your little lettuce cup too, right? Like wrap it
Lettuce
with
wrapped,
lettuce.
right? In a lettuce cup. Totally.
That
Totally.
sounds really good.
I know, I know. And I actually always like to have the coleslaw in the fridge because when I'm making a salad, I'll just often throw a few handfuls in with regular lettuce, bib lettuce or iceberg lettuce or whatever I have on hand. And it just crunches it up too. So.
Yeah, Leah, these are really good tips that I can actually see using, unlike that one that you did on chip dust.
Yeah, chip dust was not a hit. Unless
Yeah,
you
this is
bury
like
more.
real cooking for real people. And here's a bonus tip. I have kind of been listening to this podcast called Didn't I Just Feed You? It's two women. I think they have a background in food. I don't really know. But it's just about like your meal planning all the time, whether or not you're like writing it down and making a healthy meal plan. Like even your meal planning, even if you're like, oh my gosh, I have no food, I'm going through a drive-through, you know, whatever. So some of the things that they say I don't agree with, which you know, neither here nor there. But it does have a lot of helpful things, though I found your coleslaw tip better than anything they've ever said. So
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear it. Maybe I could be on their podcast. We could
was
do
gonna say, I think you
cross
would be a welcome
pollination.
guest on.
Then we could advertise the two chit chat chicks. Well,
That's right.
here's what else I'm bringing for the Super Bowl fiesta today. I know that you've talked to me about these buns and that your kids love them. What are they like, the Hawaiian
Oh, the Hawaiian buns.
yes, those Hawaiian rolls. And so I've got
Yep.
a nice, very easy recipe that takes I have special ham, like nice quality ham, and then I think it's Gruyere cheese I'll be using, and I'm going to caramelize onions, and we're going to have a whole bunch of those Hawaiian rolls.
Oh my gosh. Do you then put them in the oven? Like
Yes.
stuff? Yes.
Yes.
Cute.
Isn't that good, right? And finally, I'm also going to make an ice cream that involves frozen strawberries, yogurt, and maple syrup. And I'm going to blend it all up. And apparently, it's delicious. And for next to no, it's no non-fat yogurt. So I think it's going to be, I hope it'll be a hit. We'll see. Stephanie always makes better food than I do. And she'll be providing food also for our Super Bowl party. So, and for me, because I don't really understand football, I just see a lot of butts, Edie. There are so many close-ups of those bums. Like, wow. Woo. I didn't realize this because I'm new to football. And once the Packers lost, I lost interest anyway. But I just like it's all about like stop, start, and bums.
Well, I don't care about any of the butts anymore now that they're not Packer butts, you know, but I am going to be going to a Packer party. At my friend Sharon's and Lee's house, and it's going to be epic because they are. And we're rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs because we are so angry at San Francisco for beating the Packers.
Well, right. Well, plus we get lots of Taylor close-ups and like, come on, Taylor, we want Taylor. Taylor is reinventing the NFL. So anybody who's dissing Taylor Swift right now is not in our camp. Let's just say
It's
that.
silly. I mean, what did we probably get like 23 seconds of her, you know?
Well, this is it. Come on. And what she's doing for the game is amazing. So.
Yeah, I'm bringing those Swifties on, you know, so they missed 23 seconds of showing an angry coach, you know, big deal.
Exactly. I'm there to watch Taylor. That's what I'm there
Yep.
for, to eat food. Yep. Okay. So what about Dave? Tell us about Dave Grohl.
Well, I knew very little about Dave Grohl. For people who don't know who he is, he was the drummer for Nirvana,
Oh,
and then he went
okay.
on to to start the Foo Fighters. And I just like a good memoir, and I don't even I didn't wasn't even sure that I knew a Foo Fighters song, but it had been recommended on so many sites, like bookish sites. And so I'm like, okay, so I downloaded it, and it is just super compelling. He like reads it. I love it. His mom was a teacher. And I love that he's just constantly giving shout outs to his mom. He was a high school dropout, and she let him drop out at 17, and he joined this punk band called Scream, and he like left home, and they were all 10 years older than him, and he like toured with this band. I just love it. Now he's like super rich.
Of course, yeah.
And where I just left him, he was playing for the Obamas' 4th of July little shindig for all the veterans. So
Okay. Yay,
he grew
yay,
up
yay.
there. I didn't realize that Nirvana really wasn't a close-knit band. They would like record and tour, and then Kurt would go to LA. Their bassist would stay in Seattle, and Dave would go to Virginia, where he was from.
Oh,
I
okay.
just love it. I love it. So his stories are super interesting. I find it just as compelling as I found Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I know you love a good memoir, so let's put that in the show notes. Good stuff.
Yeah, probably. You could probably buy it at Costco if you want to read it. I am interested to
Sure
see
enough.
what pictures he puts in it.
Well, and I'm heading over there as soon as this podcast is done to stock up. So,
Oh my gosh.
Woo.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for campfire chat.
So, Edie, today we're going to talk about how we're doing with our words of the year. So I know that, we're early in the year still. It's mid-February, but let's take it. So let's just go through and talk about how we're doing and reevaluate, make some
Yep.
changes if we need to. So what was your word again?
Well, before I tell you that, before I remind you of my word, most people have abandoned their, not like these are resolutions, Leah, but it does help guide me. But most people by the end of February have like forgotten about their New Year's resolve.
Womp
So,
womp.
yeah, so I think this is a really good time to revisit all these.
Agreed.
My word was enhance, and I am doing it with my friend Lena. She has the word enhance, and she's like going gangbusters with it because she's using it like enhance her five senses, which she was really out of touch with. So
Brilliant.
this morning, she's like, I'm in my studio. I have my Christmas tree lights on. I'm wrapped in a soft blanket. I have the diffuser going. I'm
All
drinking
the senses.
tea. It's just like she's doing all that, and I am, driving to Trader Joe's. So
So she
she,
may be a little bit ahead of you.
I don't want, it's not like I don't want to enhance my five senses, but that wasn't my goal. So mine. For enhance my first, I was going to do a different theme every month, and I did enhance energy, and I think that was good. I'm looking flipping through my notes, and at the end of the month, the things that I found that worked that I'm going to continue for the rest of, my enhanced year is drinking a big glass of lemon water when I get up. I'm making list, writing a lot of lists so I don't have to use up my mental energy like constantly reviewing my list. I am still doing new classes at my gym.
Good stuff. What are some of your new ones?
Well, I was doing that spinning class and I went to a longer spinning class. It was
Ooh,
really hard. It
love
was
that.
really hard, but I
Oh.
love it. I am keeping up with, for the most part, keeping a clean-ish bedroom. In December, it was so bad, Leah. I was like falling asleep in a tangle of blankets and wrapping paper and tape. It was just ridiculous. I'm still not making my bed, but everything else is very tidy.
Okay.
And I'm also using my numb spray, my Zum spray, Zum, Zum spray, of peppermint and vanilla every morning. And that brings up my energy. So those were all a hit. I had more things on my list that didn't stick.
Okay. What didn't stick?
Apparently, I was going to go for a walk during my lunch hour outside, like walk around the building.
Oh, it's cold though.
Yeah, it's cold, and I guess I don't want to do it because I never even did it. Maybe I should go back to this. I did want to stretch in the morning, and I was doing that, and that was great.
Okay, good, good. All right.
Oh, another thing that I do, that I stopped doing that I should go back to doing is for a couple weeks I didn't hit snooze and I just jumped right out of bed.
Okay, all right, that's good. So, Edie, I'm being told that our free meeting will end in 10 minutes on Zoom, so we're gonna have to zoom through this.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this month I'm enhancing finances and journaling, and I'm finding that those two topics are just too big for one month.
Oh, okay. So,
So I'll just quickly touch on journaling. I want to like get my blog going again, so I'm keeping a
oh,
journal of blog ideas.
good stuff. Love it. Love it.
I'm
Okay.
trying to pay everything online. I don't know. I started a written book journal that I'm liking. And
Okay.
yeah, so I feel like finances might need to be its own month.
Yeah,
It's pretty big.
And then the month leading up to taxes, which is April, right? So March might be a good tax month or finance month, right? Okay.
So that's me. What's you?
Okay, well,
What you?
me. Well, this huge thing happened last week, and that was that, I've always been good at being spontaneous, but since Emily has died, she died in November, our youngest daughter, and this has been obviously the most challenging time of our lives. And things were, we moved to Vancouver, we picked up, we left Beijing. My word, by the way, is reinvention. And obviously reinvention is huge right now. We need to reinvent. We don't have a choice. And so our decision has been that we will move forward with reinvention in as joyful a way as possible. And last week, it was last Thursday afternoon, Don got up from bed, he had a shower, he had breakfast, and then he lay down on the sofa facing the pillows. Like not even he just like got up, breakfasted, lay down, wrapped himself in a blanket. And I just thought, you know what? We're not going, or this is not working. This is just we gotta do something. We gotta make a change here. And I said, "Hey Don, let's just look at like some last minute vacations. Let's see what's going on." And so that got him mildly interested. And we got online. We looked at Sunwing last minute vacations.com, and there was a flight leaving for Mexico the next morning at 7 a.m. We booked it. We booked this package tour. When we left Beijing, we left only with, a small bag of winter clothes because we thought we would be going back to China, which we are not. And so we had to run to Value Village. We had to run and do some thrifting. We bought a bunch of summer clothes. And, 14 hours later, we were on a package tour, not a package tour, but a package trip to Mazatlan, Mexico. And I have to say, like, talk about reinvention. Edie, we almost missed the flight because we got into the lounge. We got lounge privileges even. We got a great deal on this flight, I might add. And on this hotel, it was amazing. But we were like enjoying ourselves so much in the lounge that we were the last ones on the flight, and they were yelling at us, like, "We're almost closing the doors. You almost missed the flight." But we got to Mexico, and at first it was kind of triggering because we've had a lot of really beautiful vacations with Emily and Charlotte, and it just, it kind of pierced our hearts. And then it just became joyful. It's just the sun and the relentless waves, the heat, the fun that people were having around us. It was just it re-energizing, reinvigorating. It just really helped us reinvent ourselves. It was beautiful. So we arrived back yesterday, and yeah, we just feel like we have a whole new mindset. So that was utterly fantastic. So I
Love,
know.
love,
I know, right? Now, I talked about the other week that I was going to start going to the pool. And so I've only been that one time, but I'm going to go again today, and I'm going to start going next week because Mexico happened, and some other stuff happened. But I'm back in that pool. I'm going to be doing my own version of Aquafit. The pool is warm enough that I can manage it. And and I just don't care what people think. I'm, going the wrong way up the what's it called, the lazy river. Like, I'm resisting and I'm going the wrong way, and I'm doing like all these exercises. I don't even need it. I don't even need a an Aquafit class. I'm just creating
No.
it. So I'm all over that. So that's another reinvention.
You know what people are thinking?
What?
That you're awesome.
Yay.
That's exactly what they're thinking. Whenever I see people doing their own workouts, I'm like, yes, I am so,
Oh,
I'm loving
yay. Yay.
that for you. So that's what they're thinking.
I'm so glad. Yes, I think you're right. I think you're right. So I'm psyched about that. The other thing that is kind of it's a little bit weird, but I'm finding it to be quite wonderful. And that is, like, when I wake up and I want to re-energize, I go to the bathroom a lot, right? Like, I'm always having to pee. And I was thinking, like, if I could find an anchor time, so this is like a frequent anchor time because I go to the bathroom a lot, to just sort of anchor the joyful sort of give and take of Emily back and forth, that would be a good time. So after I wash my hands and I'm done, right, then I just do some like shaking up exercises, because Emily was always exercising when she was studying, when she was like watching TV. Like, she was always lunging and squatting and punching and doing all these things, right? Lots of energy. So what I do is I look in the mirror and I do 20 seconds of some sort of like cardio thing. And the whole time I'm just going, yay, Emily. And then Emily's going, yay, back to me. And we're just like back and forth with this really, really positive energy. And so that's happening like 10 times a day. So, like, that's it's like a really kind of joyful interlude where we're just like communing, and I'm loving that, and it's making me stronger. And Emily's mantra was always get stronger. So I'm doing it. Isn't that cool?
I love that.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Yes. And finally, the big reinvention is happening April 1st, and that's when we will be moving to our new house on Vancouver Island. Well, our old house that's being rented, but that we've never lived in. So we're getting ready for that. We're also taking a road trip to New Orleans and to Nashville to see our friends. And Moondog is coming back from China, and she'll be living on the beach with us. So,
Oh.
woohoo! Yeah. So things are looking up, Edie.
Good. Lots happening over there, Leah.
Lots of reinvention for me. So, yeah, all good. Okay. Well, hey, this is a quickie, but a goodie.
So every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, a really fun place to chat with other listeners to the podcast and to give opinions and recommendations.
Yes.
So the challenge, I guess, is to like review your word of the year, see how it's going. If you did resolutions, you can look back at that. If you made a list of 24 and 24, you can see how you're doing with that. You
Yeah.
know, whatever you do.
Right. And if you want to change it up, go for it, right? It's never too late, right?
Never too late.
Never.
Nope.
Never. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to Instagram, our blogs, my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and to the Chit Chat Coop.
Yep. And we would love a review on the podcast app that you listen to so more people can find the podcast.
Well, as always, Leah, thanks for editing the
You betcha. My pleasure. It's getting easier and easier.
podcast. Good, good. Love.
Okay. Well, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.